That parable we just heard is quite a bit longer than most of Jesus' other ones. It runs over 400 words, but it can be summarized in just 5 words. Use it or lose it. It is our Lord's call to action, to do something with the gifts God has given us. That is the message of today's parable, acted out for us by the master, entrusting various portions of his wealth to 3 of his servants. What do those 3 do with what they have been given? What do we do with our God-given gifts? Medical science claims that most of us use only 10% of our brain capacity. Imagine what we might accomplish if we were to utilize 100% or even just 50%. The parable appears to be saying that the master, our creator, rightfully expects a higher percentage of return from us. What he has given us is to be used, not hidden away and left idle. For example, if we poured forth all the love that God has instilled in us, it would be enough to radically change the world. To fulfill the purpose of our lives, we don't need anything more except the motivation to use what we already have. Notice that the parable portrays the master as being very upset with the servant who had produced nothing from what he had been given. The master calls him a worthless, lazy servant and gets rid of him. The other 2 servants, who had both produced 100% increases with what they had been given, are rewarded with hearing their master say, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Come, share your master's joy." And as for that third servant, well, some commentaries on this parable say that he represents each one of us. Ouch. In today's second reading, St. Paul reminds us to stay awake and be alert. Be alert to the ways we can serve the Lord. As we look back over the past year, maybe we could have been more aware of the opportunities we've had for doing that. And did we use those opportunities? Maybe we'll have more chances to do so next year. Maybe. Whatever gifts the Lord has given us, big or small, are not just for ourselves. They are for our contributing to the life of the church, the body of Christ, and for our own unique ways of being Christ's good and faithful servants. Big or small, our talents and our endeavors to use them can possibly turn the tide in somebody else's life. Big or small, they can be a channel of God's grace to others. But the use of our abilities, our gifts and talents, depends a lot on our philosophy of life about why we think we are in this world. Some would say that our primary purpose is to save our souls. But a less narrow view would say that one's own salvation is not the whole story. We are here to assist in everyone's salvation. We are here to follow Jesus and to live our lives the way he lived his life for us. His parable in today's gospel tells us that we must use what we have been given if we would be good and faithful servants of our master, our God. The often heard claim that salvation comes from faith alone is only partly true. It's not enough. Faith must blossom forth into good works done for the glory of God and for our helping and building up of our fellow human beings. Even, as Jesus would say, the least of our fellow human beings, his brothers and sisters. Every weekday at 4, you can see some of those least lining up for a hot meal in our cathedral kitchen. And at this wet and cold time of year, some of Christ's least brothers find a warm and safe place to sleep here in the cathedral hall, that place where we get to enjoy our coffee and muffins on Sunday morning. So maybe we should ask ourselves, is it only they who are the least of Christ's brothers and sisters? What about us? So think about your gifts and talents. Maybe you have a gift for friendship, for those whom nobody else befriends. Or maybe it's for organizing others and leading them toward a better life. Or maybe it's for teaching, or for bridge building to unite people rather than building walls that separate them. Or, more quietly, a love for deep prayer. Or what? God gives each one of us so many unique talents, and each one of us is but a reflection of a single facet of God's infinite beauty and power. The Master gives us these talents to be used to produce more for others and for ourselves, not to be hoarded and hidden away. And when they are used in the service of the Master, they become blessings.